Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ghost jungle vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those sounds that can instantly give your drum and bass track a darker, more human, more haunted feel. We're not making a big lead vocal here. We're making something that lives behind the drums and bass like a memory. Think airy chopped fragments, dusty mids, crisp transients, and a little bit of ghostly space. The goal is for it to support the groove, not fight it. If you're new to this, don't worry, we're going to keep it simple and work in layers. That is the key idea here. One layer gives you the attack, one layer gives you the body, and one layer gives you atmosphere. If two layers are doing the same job, simplify. That little mindset shift will save you a lot of confusion. First, choose a vocal source. It can be a spoken word phrase, a radio-style sample, an a cappella fragment, or even a breathy one-word hit. For beginner practice, short is better. You want something with clear consonants, a little breath, and enough mid-range to sound interesting once it's processed. Something like a tiny phrase or a chopped vocal hit works really well. Drag that sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn warp on. If the material is smooth and melodic, try Complex Pro. If it's already rhythmic and percussive, beats can work nicely. Set your project somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM so you're in that classic DNB zone. Then trim the clip down to the best 1 or 2 seconds. Keep the strongest bits and cut away anything unnecessary. Here's why that matters. In fast drum and bass, short attacks cut through much better than long phrases. A sharp consonant can behave almost like percussion. That's exactly what we want. Now let's slice the vocal. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the phrase is fairly rhythmic, slice by transient. If it's smoother and you want more control, slice by 1/8 note. Ableton will create a drum rack, and now each vocal slice lives on its own pad. This is where you start thinking like a groove designer. Focus on the useful bits. T sounds, K sounds, S sounds, P sounds, little breath noises, and tiny phrase endings. These are the slices that can act like ghost percussion. Put your strongest transient slices on the first half of the bar if you can, because that helps the vocal feel rhythmic instead of like a lead line. Before you start processing, do one important thing. Check the clip gain. If one slice is much louder than the others, trim it first. That makes your compression and saturation behave in a much more predictable way. Small cleanup here makes a big difference later. Now program a simple MIDI pattern. Don't overcomplicate it. In a live cases, one hit on beat 2, one hit just before beat 4, a couple of offbeat ghost hits, and maybe a breath at the end of the bar is already enough. Set the grid to 1/16, and use slight velocity differences so everything doesn't sound stamped into place. A few notes can sit a little late for a laid-back swing, or a tiny bit early for a tighter, more aggressive snap. If you're working with a breakbeat, let the vocal answer the break. A great trick is to place a vocal chop just after the snare, or tuck a little breath into the gap before the next kick. That's how you make it feel like part of the rhythm section instead of a random sample floating on top. Now let's shape the transient layer. On this track, add EQ8, drum bus, and compressor. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the sub area. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If you need more presence, add a gentle boost somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The idea is to keep the front edge clear and punchy. After that, add drum bus lightly. You're not trying to destroy the sample. Just give it a little edge. Keep drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, and turn up transient a bit if you want the chops to bite harder. Boom usually stays off for this style unless you're after a very specific low thump. This step helps the consonants pop like little percussive clicks. Then use compressor if needed. A ratio around 2 to 1, a moderate attack, and a medium release can help control the body while preserving the attack. That's the sweet spot. You want the chop to stay punchy without jumping out in a random way. Next, we build the dusty mid layer. The easiest beginner move is to duplicate the track or resample it and create a second version. This layer should feel older, darker, and more worn in. Think of it as the haunted memory version of the same source. On the dusty layer, use auto filter, saturator, and EQ8. You can also add redux if you want a little extra grain, but if you're keeping it simple, you can skip that and still get a great result. Low pass the layer somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz, depending on how dark you want it. Then add saturator with a little drive and soft clip on. If the sample gets harsh, use EQ8 to tame the upper mids or top end. The goal is not to make it sound broken. The goal is to make it sound sampled, aged, and slightly obscured. This contrast is a big part of the DNB vibe. Clean drums and degraded textures together create that underground energy. One layer is crisp and modern, the other is dusty and haunted. Now let's give it some space. Put a short reverb or hybrid reverb on a return track, or insert it after the dusty layer if you prefer. For this kind of ghost vocal, keep the decay fairly short, somewhere around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Use some pre-delay, maybe 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the dry chop still reads clearly. High pass the reverb so the low end stays clean, and cut the top if the space gets too bright. If you want more movement, add echo with a rhythmic setting like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Keep the feedback moderate. Again, the key is not to wash out the groove. The space should feel like mist around the vocal, not a giant fog bay covering the drums. A really useful teacher tip here: if the vocal starts to blur the groove, shorten the decay, cut more low end from the reverb, or reduce the send. In DNB, clarity almost always wins over size. Now let's lock everything to the groove. Since this is a groove lesson, this part matters a lot. You can drag a groove from Ableton's groove pool onto the MIDI clip, or use a subtle swing feel that matches your drums. Keep it gentle. Around 10 to 30% is usually enough to make it feel alive without sounding lazy or off balance. Then do some manual nudging. Move a breath slightly behind the beat. Pull a consonant hit a little earlier so it snaps with the snare. Leave a tail just after a kick or fill. These small tining moves make the vocal feel like it belongs to the same rhythmic family as the hats, rides, and break edits. Think in three jobs here: attack, body, and atmosphere. If a slice is only adding atmosphere, let it stay soft and tucked back. If another slice is acting like percussion, keep it tight and dry. If the main goal is body, let the dusty layer carry that weight. Now automate it so it feels like an arrangement element, not a loop that never changes. Open the filter slowly through the build, then close it a little after the drop. Push the reverb send up at the end of a phrase, then pull it back on the downbeat. Give the echo feedback a short rise before a transition, then cut it. You can also automate volume so the vocal sits lower under dense bass sections and rises slightly during breakdowns. A nice arrangement idea is this: start the first 8 bars filtered and distant, then bring in a little more brightness in bars 9 to 16. During the drop, keep only the most percussive slices. In the breakdown, let the dusty layer breathe with a bit more reverb and delay. That way the sound develops instead of just repeating. Now let's check the mix. Keep everything below 120 Hz out of the vocal. If it feels harsh, notch a little around 4 to 7 kHz. If the bass and vocal are fighting in the mids, carve a small dip somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. And if the texture feels too wide or messy, use utility to narrow it a bit. In heavy drum and bass, the vocal texture often works best when it is quieter than you think, darker than you think, and more rhythmic than melodic. It's not supposed to steal the spotlight. It's supposed to give the drop identity. Here's a pro move: sidechain the vocal lightly to the kick and snare. Keep the gain reduction subtle. You just want the groove to breathe a little, not pump dramatically. Another great trick is to resample the processed result and chop it again. That often creates that dusty, found sound feeling that works so well in jungle and rollers. You can also transpose one layer a few semitones up or down for variation, or keep the transient slice centered, while widening only the ambience layer. Small moves, big vibe. If you want the texture to feel more intentional, use one anchor chop. Pick one slice and repeat it 2 to 4 times across the loop. That gives the listener something to latch onto, even if the rest is heavily processed. A few common mistakes to avoid: don't use a vocal that's too long. Don't let the reverb blur the drums. Don't put too much low end into the vocal, and don't make it too loud. The biggest beginner mistake is usually forgetting the groove. If the vocal isn't rhythmically connected to the drums, it will just sound pasted on. So here's your quick practice challenge. Take a 1 to 2 second vocal sample, slice it to a drum rack, program a simple 8 bar pattern using only a few slices, add EQ8 and drum bus for the transient layer, duplicate it for a dusty mid layer, add short reverb or echo, apply a subtle groove, nudge at least 3 notes by hand, and automate the filter or reverb send across the phrase. Then play it with a DNB drum loop and bassline. Mute one layer at a time and ask yourself, what is this layer actually doing? Attack, body, or atmosphere? If you can answer that clearly, you're building the sound the right way. So the big takeaway is simple: build your ghost vocal in layers. Keep the transient crisp, keep the mid layer dusty, and let a little space trail behind it. When those three jobs are balanced well, you get a vocal texture that feels alive, haunted, and locked into the groove, and that's a very powerful sound in jungle and drum and bass. Let's move on and hear it in context.